Hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being, old man.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
October 11th is National Sausage Pizza Day, and I'm celebrating by going door to door in my neighborhood.
Hello.
Pizza delivery man.
Come on in.
Have a happy National Sausage Pizza Day.
Yummy!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. President Trump says the U.S. and China reached a substantial phase one trade deal.
A tremendous deal for the farmers, a purchase of from $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural products.
The president suspending next week's planned tariff hikes, the Dow up 319 points following today's news. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch appearing before several House committees.
We got a statement from the three committee chairs saying that the State Department told her not to show up today. So at that point, they had to take further action. The Intelligence Committee issuing a subpoena this morning compelling Yovanovitch to comply. So the committee chairs say the ambassador is now cooperating with the subpoena and answering questions for both Democrats and Republicans and staff.
Fox's Mike Emanuel, Yovanovitch said she was removed because of unfounded and false claims that she was disloyal to President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game, and this is the last name for the week. So maybe it will be Ethel Hale. I think Ethel may be a News Talk listener, because I know we've had calls from someone named Ethel. So if you're listening, you don't call me. Call 396-5477 so you have a chance to win that $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. Ethel Hale. Good luck. And we'll have another prize, and we'll continue the name game next week. It's Greg, happy hour just after 5. It's been an incredibly busy afternoon. I was really excited that JT and Leanne were coming, but I just had such a great time.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Hanging out with them. It went by so damn fast. I was behind on breaks and everything else. And I can't wait for them to come back. And JT and Leanne, now part of the Blue Water family, will be our guests of honor at Baumhauer's this coming Wednesday night. Looking forward to that. Seth Spotlow.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
You're one of your lame stories.
Yes.
Who stole your idea?
Oh, I had when I started in Miami, and I was working for the guy that owns this company, Rick Peters. He was buttery then, and he's buttery today. And I had an idea for a character called the Weather Fairy. And when I did the Weather Fairy in Chicago, I worked at a company that was predominantly African-American, and I had a guy there who had a voice from God. So, this is the Weather Fairy. And I gave him something to read. He'd read it in his voice, and it was great because you don't expect the Weather Fairy sound like he sent thunderbolts down from the sky. When I went to Miami, I said, you know, that really was a hit, so I'm going to reprise him down there. And we developed the character, and my news partner did the voice, and we slowed down the tape to create. And I would basically talk to myself. We'd do skits. He would comment on topical stuff. And he was a bit of a bozo, but lovable. And when I left that station to get the dream gig and the big money and all that, my old station started doing Weather Fairy bits. And I didn't have a contract, but I went to war because I came up with that if you guys are so good and so clever, do your own bits. Come up with your own stuff.
There's nothing worse than that. Somebody stealing something.
So this battle is going back and forth, and it ends up, and I can show it to you. Maybe one day I'll find a way to put it on Facebook. It was on the whole front page of the Miami Herald's living section. Weather fairy war breaks out. You know, and it was incredible, the publicity it generated. Eventually I got tired of doing the character, and eventually they gave up. But we ran him for president in 1980 as a gag, the weather fairy. How do you do that? Well, we had a small suit of armor, and we did a couple of bits where he ended up getting stuck in it, and we couldn't get him out. So we had a rally at a restaurant in one of the first malls that opened in South Florida, at a place called Flanagan's, I think. The weather fairy will be coming. So I get there on the night we're having this listener gathering, and it is packed out the door. They exceeded the fire code inside the place. There was so, and we were all the whole team was showing up for this, our weather guy and everything else. And when our weatherman went to make his speech before the crowd, he had to get passed over the crowd. He's 57 years old, and it's like mosh pit, you know, all the way up to the front. Things were happening that even I didn't believe were possible, but they were. And we had a pre-recorded thing that ran through their sound system, the Weather Fairy's speech, his election speech. It was funny stuff. I could bring the Weather Fairy back here.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
But what we did, when I just got burnt out on doing the character, this is about 4 or 5 years later, our weatherman, oh, this is getting to become a long, lame-ass story. I'll tell you some other time. We have
good,
callers.
Man.
No, we have callers, and we want to speak with them. So let's welcome Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Hey, you handsome gentlemen, both you and Seth.
Oh, thank you.
You cut me off at the pass again. It's for you, Seth.
Hey, beautiful. Hey. Hey, beautiful Rosie.
Hey.
She is.
Yes. And that was fun listening to you talk with JT and Leanne. What is it, TJ or JT?
JT.
JT.
Married with microphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What station are they going to be on, Greg?
Bama Country.
Yeah, and I think maybe on one of our other stations, maybe, because I'm not really sure how it's all going to work out, because we've got some changes coming. But
well, I really hope they're going to like being there, you know?
Oh, they will.
And like working with all of you, because you guys are just so awesome on the radio. I can imagine what you're like behind the scenes, you know? Although I've met you.
When the memo went out that they had been hired, I immediately emailed the boss back and said, great move. Great move. When you have two people so well known and who have worked this market so, they were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there was an event, community thing, JT and Leanne are there. They were fantastic.
Well, maybe what you could do is come up with more bits and put them as characters in it.
Well, you know what? I could see a part here, especially because Leanne was showing me flash. Well, that doesn't sound good. I've talked about another bit that I could reprise here that I did in Florida. In Florida, it was called the Whackers of Jacaranda. And Jacaranda was a posh suburb. A lot of doctors and lawyers lived there. And the Whacker family consisted of Peter Whacker, who was an OBGYN, his wife Fanny Whacker, who had a part-time jazzercise studio, and their awkward son Lance. And I would write these scripts for the Whackers, and we would use sound effects and do them live on the air, and we'd lose it. We were laughing so hard because it was so stupid.
That is great.
The lady that used to do the the lady that did the voice for Rocky the Flying Squirrel and a bunch of those characters was our guest one morning. So I wrote Rocky the Flying Squirrel into the Whacker script. So you hear the doorbell ring, and Lance says, I'll get it. And you hear the door open, and then she does the Rocky thing. Hi, I'm going to... And then Lance says, hey, Dad, there's a squirrel at the door that wants to talk to you. You know, it was just... And the lady that did the voice, I mean, this is a showbiz legend. She thought it was the funniest damn thing.
Now, here's something you'll really like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was her. That's the voice.
Now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
And sounded just like that. And here I would do the Whackers of Wind Lakes, because that's where the Whackers would live.
I was thinking of the Waters.
The Whacker
Waters.
Waters. I don't know. Wind Lakes has, I like the rhythm of that.
And I think she should.
Yeah, but you know, Greg, years ago.
Leanne would be a good fanny whacker. That's what I was going to say.
You know, years ago, though, you guys did those bits for those, like, segments for that were about Bobby Bright and
the, oh, yeah, the City Hall.
And they were so funny.
That was Skipper that did those. Yeah, those were brilliant.
So, you know, maybe, you know, with you and you could put your heads together and come up with something, you know, include Joey in it, too. And
who?
Play that for us in the afternoon.
Did she say,
Joey?
Would he do it?
Anyway.
Sound good to you, Joey?
All right.
He could do it in his baseball voice.
Oh, God. We've been doing these listener surveys, and I've been happily surprised to see how popular those segments he and I did on sports were. Marianne,
they
I have
really
to run.
Were.
Time has been fleeting today.
I love you guys so much. Please have a good weekend. My request is That's Why God Made the Radio.
All right, I'm going to find that.
Yes.
I'm going to find that. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, too.
I had it on a... on a cart, but I may have recorded over it, so we'll pull it off YouTube. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Howdy, everyone.
Hello.
June Foray, that was the voice of Roxy the Flying Squirrel.
That's her. She's yep. passed away. She was yep. wonderful.
She did a whole bunch of stuff. She did Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yes.
And just a whole bunch of stuff. You'd probably have to ask Uncle Weather for his permission to have the Weather Fairy show up. Rich Thomas is sort of in charge of all the weather activities there. All right, my request for this afternoon is, since you're pulling out Halloween bits, you still have that Real Men of Genius Halloween
yes.
house actor or something like that.
Yeah, yes, haunted house actor, yes.
Yep,
I will get that out for you, my friend.
Yeah, because, I mean, goodness, it's what, the 11th of October?
It's getting
Halloween's
close.
Going to be here before we know it.
It'll be over Holy 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, we got to go get our cape from Discount Dracula.
Blah, blah.
So have a great afternoon, y'all. Have a great weekend.
You
and
too.
A big old Warhawk goodbye.
And a big Warhawk goodbye to you. He does that in person, and I wince because it looks painful. So east of the Rockies.
No. This is Shepard Smith. I need to speak with Rick Peters. It's an emergency.
You can reach him at 396-5477, but tell him your name is Ethel Hale, because you'll qualify for
She's
a nice prize.
She's already called in. She just called to say, tell Greg, I called in, I heard.
Well, East, you can't be Ethel.
So no, I'm not Ethel, but I hope she wins. That would be a rush, man. $1,000 at a door store. Hey, Greg, what is that bit that you play with the, this sounds like a Ronco, record commercial, the greatest hits from the early 50s or something. I forget what it
The Five Neat Guys?
Yeah, Five Neat Guys.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll play that. That's a good one.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, East. Have a great weekend. 515.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the roads for you this afternoon. It looks like we're busy on 231 to Wetumpka. The normal starts and stops. Also, Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown Federal Drive. Garrett Coliseum, the fair is going on tonight. Around the Boulevard, we are busy, but no accidents. Taylor Road, busy. I-65 and 85 are moving smooth through Montgomery. We do have one problem if you are traveling north on I-65. When you get above Prattville, there are two accidents. One is above Highway 14. The next one is at Pine Level. They've got a major backup going on up that way. If you're headed to Clanton, Birmingham, you're going to have a bit of a backup getting through there.
Drive carefully and buckle up this afternoon. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure at all. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our rent, rest, and ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for rent, rest, and ride.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey has finished her cancer treatments. Her office released a statement saying she and her doctor expect her to make a full recovery. Ivey announced last month that doctors found a small spot of cancer in her lung. She hasn't disclosed the exact diagnosis. Ivey says she's encouraging people to get regular checkups. Tonight, Pike Road High School will be playing their homecoming game on their very own field. For the past 3 years, Pike Road played home games at ASU and Faulkner. Now they will not only have a new stadium, but they will be playing on official NFL turf from the New Orleans Saints Superdome. A second unique feature is an LED lighting system. And the Alabama Forestry Commission wants to remind residents all 67 counties in the state remain under a fire alert. Permits for outdoor burning are restricted. Anyone burning in a field, grassland, or woodland without a permit could face prosecution. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way just in time for the weekend. We have a cool front on the way. It arrives during the wee hours of the morning, maybe a couple of showers with it. Otherwise, most of the evening and night should be quiet. Overnight low temperature 63. Tomorrow, a comfortable day behind that front. High temperature around 79 or 80. Nice tomorrow night, too. Pleasantly cool. Overnight low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, a new wrinkle in the forecast. I've added scattered showers by Sunday afternoon and a better chance Sunday night. Sunday's high around 81. More scattered showers Monday and Tuesday before a cold front arrives on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
That was for Master Thespian. This for East on All Request Friday and Happy Hour.
Mom, press the crease in my chinos, 'cause chinos I like to look neat.
Now for a limited time only, the neatest guys of the 50s bring you their neatest million sellers of the 50s in a spectacular new album, Five Neat Guys Gold.
On my seat. Should we double date with Stan and Wendy? Or should we double date with Sid and Sue?
Yes, should we double date with Stan and Wendy? And on the same fabulous album,
I scream, you scream, we scream, we all scream for ice cream. Hey, ice cream.
Yes, Five Neat Guys Gold, the neatest million sellers from the neatest guys with the neatest music from the neatest era. You'll hear Mom, press the crease in my chinos. Don't mess with B-Punk. My dad's car. Slow dance.
All scream. It's slow dance or no dance for me.
Or who can forget?
Come on and put some extra relish on my hot dog. It's Sunday and I really feel alive. And park marks.
Five Neat Guys Gold, soon to be a collector's item. You'll want in your record library. Remember, I got a hickey.
I got a hickey on my shoulder.
It's Five Neat Guys Gold, new from KTEL.
I didn't sleep a wink all night.
Record only $9.99. Tape or cassette $6.99.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have pockets of heavy traffic all around the city this afternoon, especially outbound from downtown Atlanta Highway, Federal Drive. The boulevard is busy all the way around, but accident-free. 231 to Wetumpka, Highway 31 to Prattville, busy. The only trouble spot this afternoon, if you are traveling northbound on I-65, you're fine to Prattville, you're fine to Highway 14, but just above that, all the way up to Pine Level, there is a major slowdown. Even Highway 31 has heavy traffic on it to Deatsville. Folks trying to get around the slowdown on the interstate. Some early accidents did that for us. So drive carefully if you're headed up that way and be prepared for a little bit of a wait. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now open Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, and there's one more request pending, and that's for Ginger from Ginger.
Wrong Gilligan's
Island. Marianne.
The skipper.
You're very young, Seth Spotlow, but yeah, there was always this thing like Betty or Veronica from Archie.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to go with Betty. Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne.
And frankly, the way some knuckle-dragging men would put it, Ginger, you might meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Marianne is the girl you'd marry.
Yep.
Who else falls into this? Well, the Petticoat Junction girls, that was a different thing. But there's another two women that put that same paradigm to a test, and I can't remember.
Yes, it's a wonderful life. Remember the gal with the blonde hair? And then there was
the
heroine.
Girl.
Yeah, well, the one that everybody thought was bad.
Violet.
Yes, Violet.
Look, the most beautiful woman in any movie scene ever made was in A Wonderful Life when Donna Reed is looking at Jimmy Stewart at the dance, when they, because he hasn't seen her. Last that she was kind of a kid.
Right.
And the look in her eye, it's magical.
Yeah, she's always been in love with him.
And it shows so incredibly well on her face at that moment. So, but there's another... Anybody listening know who the hell I'm talking about? Because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's another show or something where there's two women, Betty and Veronica, Ginger... or Marianne, there's another show, and I can't remember it. Help me here at 272-9228. We'll be right back. I'm going to, I don't want to get serious, but there's something that troubles me, and I want to kick it around for a minute.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a great song. How now, Brown Cow, a quick brown fox jumped over the lazy white dog. The Screech Boys. All I have time to play for, but I'm going to put that in the system and we'll use it from time to time because that is a great song. The Beach Boys, that's why God made the radio. So that. Oh, and we have this too?
Yes.
Oh my God, I am overwhelmed and we still haven't done William B.'s birthday yet, and I've got Joel on the phone. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Greg. It's not a movie, but I was thinking about Nancy Kerrigan. You know, the ice skater, and I forgot who was it, had her boyfriend.
Kneecapper?
Tonya Harding.
Yeah. Tonya Harding, skanked black toe.
That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking you got a prim and proper lady, and then you got a slut.
Well, you know the old saying. Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Ooh,
Tanya
that was
Harding
harsh,
with your
Joel.
Thank you for the call, though. Uncle Ron.
Hi, Greg. How's everything going?
Great.
Good, good. Me too. It's finally Friday. Man, I don't have to work tomorrow. I've been working every other Saturday. It's just crazy. Anyway, I was thinking about that, the two women you were talking about.
Yes.
For some reason, I'm way old school, you know, Lost in Space. The two daughters there.
Oh.
But then when I get to thinking about it, one of them was way too young, I believe.
Yeah, so, Angela Cartwright was just a kid when that show was made.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
that's
I but I know who, I know it's in my mind, but you know how that, my mind's like a steel trap, nothing can get out.
I got it.
Anyway, hey, I enjoy the show, and I want to tell you, you know, this morning you said you didn't know anybody that likes a well-done steak. Well, I'm that weirdo.
No, like a couple of other people said the same thing. You're not alone.
Yeah.
And I'm not condemning you.
Oh, that's cool.
But, I love them.
Well, great.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
I'm glad you're not condemning me because I like a well-done steak. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
And, I'll let y'all later.
All righty, man. Thanks. All right, let's do the William B. birthday shout.
Yes,
first,
please.
Because I would never forget myself. I was communicating with him last night in a nice chat. And he's a great guy. And the way we all got hooked up initially is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of my favorite people here in the River Region. And it's his birthday today. And if I'm not mistaken, he turns years old.
Mm.
I think that's pretty close to accurate. So in your cars, if you're sitting on the toilet, wherever you might be right now, join us as we celebrate the birthday of a great guy, William B., and we sing at the end.
And yes, all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're mine.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen, then you can hit the hay.
Hey, William B.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday. William B.
Please clap.
Okay. Now, we have a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Woo! Woo!
By the way, our next listener focus group party will be a week from Tuesday.
Right.
At the pizza place. And I'll give this free pizza to the first person who calls us at 272-9228 and just gives us the name of our guests in the first hour of the show today. It's that simple.
Wow. Mm.
It's just a little bit of a spontaneous quiz, but I want to reward somebody who's been putting up with us all afternoon. Here's Paul. 272.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I was thinking of Chrissy and Janet on Three's Company.
That's a possibility. I just don't know that that debate ever reached the Betty, Veronica, Ginger, and Marianne level. But No. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you're the second or third person that's called in and said that.
And I, personally, I don't think there's any contest there. I spent time with Suzanne Summers, and she was not only gorgeous, but she was one of the nicest people I've ever shared a stage with. I'm a name-dropping SOB, so what? But I got to spend an evening with Suzanne Summers, and you didn't.
Anybody.
Well, I got one more for you, Greg.
All right.
How about Jane Hathaway and Ellie Mae Clampett?
Jane Hathaway. Honest to God, this, I'm not making this up, Paul. For about 9 months, I had a newswoman on my morning show in Florida, and this was her real name, Latrell Kilbasa.
Really?
And yeah, not a made-up name. And she would, you know, I'd say one of my insouciant comments, and she would look at me with her lips puckered and a face of disapproval, and I called it the Jane Hathaway face, because Jane Hathaway, A, looked like she hadn't gotten in about 20 years and everything had kind of frosted over. And my boss thought that was hilarious. He says, that's such a great descriptive because Jane Hathaway. No, there's no competition there. Nellie Mae Clampett, God rest her soul. Betty and Wilma, that's what Rusty Aldridge has suggested. Trixie or Alice? Come on, Rusty, Alice. What red-blooded, flaming, heterosexual male doesn't want to give Alice Cranham the old...
Bang, zoom!
Come on. I got to run, Paul. Thanks for the call. Oh, we get to greet this guy with his own...
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Hello, Mighty Mouse.
Hey. Hey, is it too late to try for the pizza giveaway? Was it JT and Leanne?
Not TJ.
That's it. JT and Leanne, it was a blast. I can't wait to have them back, and they will be our guests of honor at Baumhauer's Victory Grill Wednesday night.
All right.
At our Knights of the Roundtable gathering. So hang on. We're going to mail. We do not make you pick this up. The pizza place... And we will mail this to you at home. And
I'll take your address.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just hold on, and we'll get that inflammation out on the radio. We got to check traffic quickly at 5:37.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guest using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Boy, we got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the Eastern Boulevard busy, as well as Carmichael Road and the Boulevard, Troy Highway and the Boulevard, 331 and the Boulevard. All very busy this afternoon. Northbound on I-65. It is nice for Montgomery to Prattville. Above Highway 14, it's almost a dead stop. Two accidents up that way have traffic backed up. If you're headed to Clanton or Birmingham, you're going to sit in traffic for a while when you get up above Highway 14. We are also clear on 231 up to Wetumpka. Highway 31 to Prattville has a little bit of traffic on it, but no accidents there either. Buckle up. Stay safe out there this afternoon. And enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-337-4548. That's 800-337-4548. 800-337-4548.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Tonight, Pike Road High School will be playing their homecoming game on their very own field. For the past 3 years, Pike Road played home games at ASU and Faulkner. Now they will not only have a new stadium, but they will be playing on official NFL turf from the New Orleans Saints Superdome. A second unique feature is an LED lighting system. And the Alabama Forestry Commission wants to remind residents all 67 counties in the state remain under a fire alert. Permits for outdoor burning are restricted. Anyone burning in a field, grassland, or woodland without a permit could face prosecution. Governor Kay Ivey has finished her cancer treatments. Her office released a statement saying she and her doctor expect her to make a full recovery. Ivey announced last month that doctors found a small spot of cancer in her lung. She hasn't disclosed the exact diagnosis. Ivey says she's encouraging people to get regular checkups. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way just in time for the weekend. We have a cool front on the way. It arrives during the wee hours of the morning, maybe a couple of showers with it. Otherwise, most of the evening and night should be quiet. Overnight low temperature 63. Tomorrow, a comfortable day behind that front. High temperature around 79 or 80. Nice tomorrow night, too. Pleasantly cool. Overnight low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, a new wrinkle in the forecast. I've added scattered showers by Sunday afternoon and a better chance Sunday night. Sunday's high around 81. More scattered showers Monday and Tuesday before a cold front arrives on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mother druggie doing drugs. Passed out on the bathroom rug. Mother druggie, let's learn a bit more about you. Overdose. Mother druggies filling the void. Spending grocery money on opioids. Mother druggie, my friends wanna hang with you. Lots of kids have a mother who is a junkie. She'll smash your piggy bank because mommy sure needs the money. Opioid junkie. Mother druggie getting high. Crush a pill and snort a line. Mother druggie, it's rehab time for you.
And that
is electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell
and Seth Spotlow. Slim Rosie. In the same way that our rocket scientist today is sometimes somebody's done something ingenious or somebody that you just mockingly say, well, that was a real rocket scientist move. That bit I just played, that was our most electrifying story of the morning, and we disagreed on it, frankly, around the room. Sesame Street is using its characters to address the opioid crisis. And why does that bother me? And I know there are kids living in homes where there are drug addicted or alcohol addicted parents. But do we need to introduce that to the vast majority of kids who are not dealing with that? This is, to me, this is more evil left-wing crap that seems hell-bent for leather on destroying any semblance of innocence that's left in the period of our lives called childhood, where we could be
innocent.
Innocent.
Well, if I felt I had to do it, I definitely wouldn't do it with that bit, because that seems to make light of it.
That, well, it's making light of what they're doing.
Exactly.
I am against established childhood icons getting involved in this negativity. There's got to be other approaches.
Too much for a kid.
And, yeah, and, you know, they're not just broadcasting this to homes that have this issue going on. Why does another 4, 5, or 6-year-old kid need to be asking what's an opioid epidemic and all this other stuff?
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. I would like to see some separation there.
Too much too soon.
Yeah.
It bothers me. I'm so glad I had a really naive childhood and teenhood. We had a funny moment with that this morning. And, let's see. Hang on a second here. I just got a Facebook message on this issue.
You had me laughing hard this morning, I'm just saying.
Yeah, somebody says, that is so sick, sir. What a bunch of jerks. I'm just count me in. I don't want Captain, you know, in my time, Captain Kangaroo coming out with Mr. Green Jeans saying, hey, we're gay, you know, and we love each other. Just keep all of this social justice stuff out of it. Find other ways to work with the kids that have to deal with it and not use, like, that's just my thing.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want the school teaching my kids about sex either, especially the way that they do it. You know,
there's no need for anybody in kindergarten. In fact, it's come up in a number of school districts where middle school kids, 12, 13, are being asked, are you lesbian? Are you homosexual?
Yeah, I mean, they don't.
Whose business is it to begin with? I don't need to know it. No, they don't.
They don't need to be talking about that stuff at that age.
Anyway. No.
Why can't they just stick with letters and numbers?
Yes.
You know, we seem to be failing horribly at the fundamentals of reading and writing and learning how to add 2 + 2. So I'm with you on that as well. But we have allowed one ideological mindset to take over our public schools, our universities. They're cranking out socialists whose idea of coping skills is to throw human excrement at a Trump supporter rather than win the argument, you know, instead of throwing your bag of pee at us. It would be nice. 548, Mr. Electric is your go-to nothing but master certified electricians. When you need something installed, repaired, whatever the case, call 245-1566. They'll give you a time. They will be there at that time. They will give an upfront price on the work that you need done, and that's what you'll pay. No surprises, totally straight and top-notch service. From Mr. Electric, visit MrElectric.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, it has been a very busy Friday afternoon, and there's still some pockets of congestion out there on the Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive, Taylor Road in the Atlanta Highway, also Taylor Road in front of East Chase. Boulevard is doing pretty good this afternoon. No traffic accidents there, as well as I-65 and 85 through Montgomery. However, we still have a major slowdown on I-65 up above Highway 14. If you're headed to Clanton or Birmingham, you got a whole lot of weight in front of you while they're clearing that up, and that's been ongoing now for over an hour. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated and buckle up. Be safe out there. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you browse with no pressure at all. That's Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude.
So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for rent, rest, and ride.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We had one request, serious request for this, and I think it went out on the air. Either that or I got it through an email or a Facebook message. I don't know, telepathically. But somebody seriously wanted to hear Barney the Dinosaur talk about the Joker movie.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place. And I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the movie Joker. Batman has a nemesis. No one's bad as Joker is. He's in cartoons and comics, but this new movie's not for kids. Remember that funny clown guy Batman puts in jail all the time in the cartoons? Well, this ain't that, kids. The Joker is maniacal. He's going on a murder spree. The senseless killing, psychologically thrilling. Did I mention the killing? Maybe this movie's not for me. Even though you love your Joker toys and PJs, kids, you should probably sit this one out. Barney loves you.
That is funny.
Oh, so sensitive.
You know, and it feels empty to play that and not have...
Join.
Here to enjoy it. All that Barney mentoring over 8 years that he received.
Apparently it worked.
Yes, it did. Look where he is now.
We were talking about a more innocent time just a couple of moments ago. And I'd like everybody to close their eyes real tight and let your mind drift back many years when young Joey was at camp.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Now we're back in 2019.
If that's how you get somewhere around here, I think I should go somewhere else.
All right, I got breaking news, and it's great. It's been pretty much a good news day with the China deal, the market's up, optimism, but this beats all.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The debate on the two women, I was struggling to remember who was the other one. Was this ongoing debate? Now, we mentioned Marianne and Ginger from Gilligan's Island, and for the most part, guys wouldn't mind being with Ginger, but the woman you wanted to marry was Marianne. Betty and Veronica.
Right.
Veronica would use you and spit you out. Might be fun for one evening. But Betty is the girl that you wanted to marry because she was... In fact, I dated a girl just like Betty in Miami years ago. She was the newswoman I used to hit in the rump with the Miami Herald every morning. That was a great time to be in radio when you could whack your your sidekick in the keister with a rolled up newspaper, and she loved it.
Incorrigible.
But it was a different time, Rosie. That's as far as it went.
Yeah.
Well, we finally, I've been trying to remember the other big debate over this one or that one, and we've had some good suggestions, but it's WKRP in Cincinnati. And Lonnie Anderson, her character, versus Jan Smithers, Bailey Quarters. So there you go, Lonnie Anderson and Jan Smithers. And Lonnie was the one. She would chew you up and spit you out, and you knew it, but you wouldn't mind once. But Jan Smithers, was the woman that introduced the sexy behind the eyeglasses kind of look, you know?
She looks like the hot librarian.
That's what she is. So thank you, Mark Cumby, for solving that mystery for us. You are the Robert Stack of Montgomery for today. Final word before we head out, and we'll see you again Monday morning with another new name game. For John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, the place to get the best paint, the paint that will give you the best possible result, the place where the professionals go because they know they've got to use a paint that's going to cover and yield a result that they can be proud of because they want their customers to say, hey, so-and-so painted our living room, bedroom, hallway, and that word-of-mouth advertising beats all. So they've got to use a paint that will accomplish that and in the amount of time they quote when they give a price. Because people don't like it when, I got to come back and do some more and it's going to cost this. That doesn't work. That'll ruin a reputation. But for do-it-yourselfers, invest in a paint that's going to give you an incredible look that will last for years. That's Richard's Paint for interiors and John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, for exterior painting. They are truly the best. We've used them both. And they stand up to the tests of time and the elements of Alabama like nothing else. You can get everything you need for your next painting project at John Lee Paints. The staff there is phenomenal. And when you stop by, whether you're there for a roller or to find out which one to use for the paint project you have or you need the whole shebang, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Well, it has been a very busy Friday afternoon, and there's still some pockets of congestion out there on the Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive, Taylor Road in the Atlanta Highway, also Taylor Road in front of East Chase. Boulevard is doing pretty good this afternoon. No traffic accidents there, as well as I-65 and 85 through Montgomery. However, we still have a major slowdown on I-65 up above Highway 14. If you're headed to Clanton or Birmingham, you got a whole lot of wait in front of you while they're clearing that up, and that's been ongoing now for over an hour. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated and buckle up. Be safe out there. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you browse with no pressure at all. That's Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Plus, 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our